like a snail, but then you never fail. So steady, slow, no one notices when you go towards your crown, ready to conquer what we don't see. You follow no one, there's no one you want to be. You dance with charm, elegance and virtue. I want to be like you. When time flies right beside you, I want to be like you. I want to be like you.
Don't follow the flow, you take it slow.
Are getting old. They slip it through your mailbox. They cover it with paint. They plant a seed anywhere. Oh, this is no saint. It's Monday morning. I have not reached out. Afraid to lose, come push through the doubt. I'd like to see a difference. You seem so special from afar. I'm not so fan of stars and bulls, but I wonder who you are. You dance with charm, innocence, and virtue. I want to be like you. When time flies right beside you, I want to be like you.
You take it slow.
I want to be like you.
You don't follow the flow. You take it slow. You take it slow.
Thank you. Are you a Madonna fan? Did you hear the sample in there? Yes, a Madonna sample. What we did just hear is Norwegian electropop musician Annie with the song The Greatest Hit. That's from her album Animal, her debut album going back, I think 2004 was when Annie released Animal. But yeah, she samples Madonna's Everybody. And it's rare to actually work a Madonna sample into the music, into hear a Madonna sample. But it leads me to ponder this question. I asked you this a couple weeks ago when we did our Etta James Hour. Every month we are doing a pioneering, groundbreaking musician. And we are celebrating the accomplishments that they made while honoring the musicians who are inspired by said artist. Last time I pitched out about doing Kathleen Hanna, and a number of you said they loved the idea. Am I crazy to suggest we do Madonna this year? An hour celebrating the achievements of Madonna and the women inspired by her? Or is that just too mainstream, too poppy? You let me know. If you think we should do it, I will do it. Girl, I'm a gay man. I grew up in the 80s. I'm in love with Madonna. Madonna has made me in many ways who I am and has shaped Girly So Groovy, but really never gets featured because I always worry it's too mainstream and too pop. But if you want me to do it, you let me know. I'm in if you're in. Anyways, so before Annie, we heard music from Aura the Molecule. Such a fantastic band. Aura the Molecule is an exciting multi-international art project that balances sleek synthwave with playful, danceable songs. Pulling inspiration as varied as the Cocteau Twins, Fleetwood Mac, Kraftwerk. The debut album is called Human Safari, and we heard the song I Want to Be Like You. We kicked off the set with music from Brazilian Girls, another multi-international act. The song is called Good Times. That's from the band's album New York City. Okay, I feel like I need to catch my breath. You're probably thinking, how many coffees did this guy have? But I think we all need to catch our breath a little. Let me remind you, if you're just tuning in, this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Swedish indie pop singer-songwriter Licky Lee launched her career by creating music that felt and feels intimate, emotional, and vulnerable. Part of that magic could have come from her pairing with fellow Swede producer Bjorn Yitling, who is from Peter, Bjorn, and John. Well, for her new album, the pair reunite, and while they don't totally capture the magic found in Licky Lee's earlier work, they do manage to create an intimate, ghostly fifth album that takes a stripped-down approach to one of pop's most perennial of subjects, the devastation of a broken heart. So let's go there right now. It is Licky Lee here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. and leaving without them.
Thank you.
An album that is turning 20 years old, two decades old this year. It is British dark dance duo Goldfrapp. The song is called Black Cherry. It's the title track to Goldfrapp's album, Black Cherry. Still one of my favorite albums, an album that still sounds current today because they made music that just seems timeless, the way they play with electronic music and other elements as well. Before Goldfrapp, we heard music from another fabulous British band, The XX. The song is called Angels. That's the opening song to their sophomore album, Coexist. And then we started the set off with music from Swedish indie pop singer-songwriter Licky Lee from her newest album, I. We heard the song Carousel. You know, when I think about this hour of Girly So Groovy, we have had some fabulous British women featured in this first hour of the show. Everything But the Girl, Aluna, Goldfrapp, The XX. And I can't help but think of England after this past weekend. And I want to say this on behalf of all the energy and enthusiasm and excitement that comes out of Girly So Groovy every week. My message to England is this. Girl, even though you just crowned a king, never let go or lose that big queen energy. Because that big queen energy makes its way into Girly So Groovy every week. And I think that's a message for all of us, right? Never let go of that big queen energy. Lots more music coming in the second hour of the show. Hey, I want to remind you, if you're ever wondering how you can get in touch with me, if you have any requests for the episode, if there's a band or musician you think's just not getting enough Girly So Groovy love, hit me up on our social media platforms. We are on Instagram at GSG Radio or Facebook at Girly So Groovy. With both of those social media channels, you will find that I post the playlist in print, provide you links to the bands and musicians featured, provide links to our Mixcloud listening page, and again, above all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. I love hearing from you and love continuing the conversation with you about Girly So Groovy. All right, before we get into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour. How about we wrap up this first hour with music from Montreal alternative act Free Love Fenner from their album The Punishment Zone. It's Free Love Fenner with New Wave Pool here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. In the second hour of the show, we are going to continue with what we were doing in the first hour. celebrating and reveling in new music from artists like Feist and Zola Jesus coming up in the second hour, while getting to enjoy classic favorites, music on the way from U.S. Girls, Still Corners, Susie and the Banshees, Broadcast, Leona Ness, and so many other tricks and treats up my sleeve to wrap up this second hour of Girly So Groovy. So speaking of really fun new music, Lael Neal is an alternative artist who embraces lo-fi sounds. In fact, on her latest album, her third album, Star Eater's Delight, it was created in a way that intentionally avoided digital recording methods. That kind of feels really, really nice in an AI 2023 world. The result sounds like a dream world AM radio station playing the most demented girl group that never was. So again, Lael Neal. I need to make sure I'm getting that right. L-A-E-L, Neal. Right now here on Girly So Groovy.